I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette City Commission has a special meeting later today to consider a city operating millage increase. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs to find out more about the meeting, which is scheduled for 5:15 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. Here's Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs.
The commission is going to be considering an increase to the operating millage to the maximum amount allowed by the statute. So it is uncomfortable, surely, but there's a lot of thought that the commission has been doing over the past few months and essentially a year, and here's where we're at.
Can you tell me how the city got to this point now to have to do this?
That is the common question. And unfortunately, it's not just one thing.
Sure.
There is this perfect storm that just kind of happened and obviously has just progressed over the years. But essentially, we lost a really big taxpayer, one of the largest taxpayers of the city. We lost that a few years ago. We, Energies, was actually one of the biggest taxpayers. And mm-hmm. while the city knew that this was coming, they started doing things to prepare for it. However, there was no replacement in the long run. So, you know, something that we've mentioned recently are those one-time funding sources that are great. And that's like a property sale, a grant, COVID money.
Right.
Those are great one-time things, but those are not long-term either. And unfortunately, we have an immediate need to really look at our finances.
So as we're looking at this now, if there isn't a pass of this, then what happens? I've heard talk about services being cut, things along those mm-hmm. lines. What are some of those services that we'd be talking about that may be cut if this is not approved by the commission?
We would absolutely be looking at service reductions, and that could come in the form of delay in response or actual just services being eliminated. Now, I do want to say that our largest expense or where we invest the most in is our people. So if you think about when we're going to start making expenditure cuts, that's people. So while we really want to focus on what we offer right now, and those things are, you know, those amenities, like we have those parks, we have 10 miles of shoreline, we mm-hmm. have, you know, a dedicated school resource officer, accredited police department, lifeguards, you know, these things that are so important and what make our city so vibrant and wonderful, that everything needs to really be reconsidered.
Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs with us in the studio here today, continuing on our conversation. Let's talk about this now. I believe the number is somewhere around like 2.63 mils. What does this mean for the average homeowner? If it is passed by the commission, what does it mean?
Yeah, so that you're correct that, 2.6 in some change here. Mm-hmm. The impact to the average homeowner, and we take averages, in the sense that at least 75% of the city's tax base or taxable value for residential homes is $100,000 or less. So that's about a $200,000 roughly house. So we have over half of that below that line. And that would be an impact of about $211 or $220 per year.
For the year.
And while that's not a small amount, mm-hmm. we certainly understand that and are really trying to communicate that there's options. Please talk with us.
So you were saying then that with the properties in Marquette, approximately how much are under that number?
Approximately 75% of our okay. of our residential homes are under $200,000 value, which mm-hmm. is $100,000 taxable value.
Now, this is a special meeting to have this vote this evening. If it is approved, when does it go into effect, and then what? How much does it generate?
It will be levied on your July 1 taxes. So that means it is on your summer tax bill, and you have until September 14th to pay that. If you cannot pay that, if that increase is impacting you, please pay what you can and then call the treasurer's office, and we can talk about the options there. You will certainly not lose your home. Mm-hmm. The next day. Let's mm-hmm. just make it very clear on that. This will generate about $1.5 million of revenue for the city. That is a a need right now. And while it's not the full 2 million that we essentially need to plug for the deficit, that's where we will be looking obviously at other options as well.
And then other options, let's just say you do pass this. Are there other parts now that the eyes have been opened to this situation in Marquette financially? Are you looking as a city staff to do other things too, perhaps some other options for increasing revenue? What are some of the things you're looking at?
We are not going to just be looking at revenue. We also do need to explore our expenditures. Mm-hmm. Now, by addressing the revenue and generating more revenue through these property taxes, this actually sets us up for the future. So while we need to stop right now and essentially stop the water from coming in and stop the bleed is what mm-hmm. we kind of say. We really need to be looking at future planning, because we cannot continue to grow as a city if we're not looking at the future as well. So that means we need revenue immediately, but we also need to be exploring our expenditures and ensuring that we are not, you know, spending unwisely or have room for some efficiencies is really what we explore.
So some potentially more belt tightening to go with this. So this is not a fix-all magic bullet here with this vote.
It is not. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. you said other options. Mm-hmm. So we have explored other revenue sources, and as a local municipality and as within the state of Michigan, it is difficult. Our options for increasing revenue are very limited. We are also a tourist town, and so it is very simple and easy for people to think, well, why are we not taxing the tourists? Why are we not taxing hotels more, receiving more as a local unit from hotels or Airbnbs? That's not permitted within the state of Michigan. And while there are options that our state legislators are exploring, none of that will come directly to the city based off the language that is being proposed.
That's Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs. Today's special meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 5:15 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.